broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go back to Bob in California. Instead of Bob, I could name him Poutus because he was pouting. I'm joking. About my joke about Rush Limbaugh, it must have been his fault that the mayor got shot with Roosevelt. But that's a really good point. You know, we've had people killing presidents, killing members of Congress. It's always happened. And it's going to continue to happen. Why should we give up our liberties today because somebody's smoking organic PCP and having a, you know, and is in love with the congresswoman? That's not my fault. But you were finishing up your point briefly, Bob, about the minimum wage. Yes, in a free country, we should be able to pay people whatever we want, and they should be free to take that job or not. The big dirty secret is the illegals will take the lower, and that's why people hire the illegals. It's all been set up that way, Bob.
Well, I don't know that background on it. I knew, though, the greatest freedom ever was to be able to do what you want to for whatever you want, as long as it wasn't criminal. And this is ridiculous here. We have, in fact, I think it was the state of Washington and two or three other states just raised the minimum wage, which cuts down employment as it goes. So what we need to do is to return to the open free market and let people do what they want to do.
I agree, and I appreciate your call. Instead, all they're doing is blaming the unfree market for our downfall and saying capitalism did this. Folks, this isn't free market what we're seeing happen right now. A bunch of insider bankers looting everything and writing laws to shut down their competition. Brian in Iowa. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? What's up?
Good. Worldwide broadcast.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Recently, former politician Tom DeLay was found guilty and
3 years in prison. Yeah,
yeah. My question is: by the way, he was also let out during the appeal process, which is kind of odd. And my question is: why is it that there's selective law enforcement in this country?
Well, Austin is again very communistic. Because the citizens don't get involved. It's actually very libertarian and free and great people, but a hardcore group of crooks calling themselves communists run the city. They steal property. I mean, but they pose as liberal. They make us pay for abortions. I have to pay for people's abortions. That's why I've moved out of Austin. They still get taxes off this office, though. It really frustrates me. They are constantly on political witch hunts. I'm no fan of Tom DeLay, but I've followed the case. And he did what both parties do. They swap federal for state money, and that's how the whole thing works. And it's a political witch hunt by Ronnie Earle, the former district attorney here. So, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of odd how the judicial system is doing quickly, quick action for the Arizona shooter. And no, I don't condone any of that violence, but they're right on it with him. But then they have selective enforcement across the board with George Bush and his war crimes. I didn't see not one lawyer file any charges on him. So I just find that very unfair and just really not.
Well, I mean, you know why nobody files against George W. Bush. I appreciate your call. When you're at that high level of government, you know all the secrets and the dirt on everybody. You think WikiLeaks is threatening people with the stuff they've got to back off, or they'll release stuff on Rupert Murdoch and the Chinese and the Israelis and everybody else. Can you imagine what a George Bush knows or a Bill Clinton? That's why they're seen as untouchable. That's why Clinton leaves office, George W. Bush protects him. And then George W. Bush leaves office and Obama protects him. They're going to protect each other. In fact, I meant to get to that today. I mean, have you seen all the news articles about all these top lobbyists the very day of the energy company mergers burning up in their cars, top Bush aides, that head up Fortune 500 companies running around with their, disheveled and being found dead in trash piles, killed professionally, bombs at the neighbor's house, top political operatives in Arizona being killed separately here, ex-Arizona top Senate aide found shot to death. Lobbyist Ashley Turton found dead in home in D.C. I mean, they're killing people left and right. There's big moves going on right now. Big moves, big mafia moves going on right now. Key information coming up straight ahead, InfoWars.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rush Limbaugh has accurately said in the last few days that talk radio is under siege. But if we don't all hang together, we will surely hang separate. It is not just talk radio that is under siege. It is free speech in this country. It's every man, woman, and child's right to speak their mind. We are being indoctrinated into a collectivist mindset that anytime someone commits a crime, it is collectively everyone else's fault, and that everyone else is punished. That is not just a hallmark of communism or socialism or fascism or other collectivist systems. It is a hallmark of very extreme tyranny. And so I wanted to play this clip first, a very short clip of Chris Matthews citing Mark Levin, Michael Savage, and others being complicit in causing the shooting, when we've now had almost 5 days to deeply research this, and we have a very clear image now of exactly what happened. And now we know why the police department and that anti-liberty dupnik sheriff, he certainly is a dupe to tyranny, now we know why they don't want all this guy's writings and literature out there, because all the public writings of him now make it very clear. Rejected by women. Into voodoo. Now it's confirmed, voodoo. I see a skull and oranges around it and candles. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. That's voodoo, black magic variant of it. And now we've discovered from neighbors, friends, and others that he was, quote, almost every day. Almost every day. We're going to play a clip of this Associated Press interview coming up. Almost every day, taking a very serious hallucinogen. I mean, this is a type that's so high-powered, you literally see pink elephants and leprechauns. Salvia divinorum, or divination. And it's a super high-powered Mayan or Aztec plant, a plant used by them. And he reportedly took this almost every day. Smoked it, ate it, you name it. I mean, obviously, he was completely out of his gourd. You can take one look at the guy. And hallucinogens, you know, for 99% of people are fine if they're only taken every once in a while from the studies I've researched. But people that already have mental problems and take a lot of it, or maybe take it one time and you go jump off a high-rise tower thinking you can fly. And you can better believe, ladies and gentlemen, that that's a big part of this. Now, Paul Watson has a big report out today that is so important to get out to everyone. And studying his criminology, studying his psychology, studying his M.O., his trappings, his music, the drowning pool, the things that he was into, was Loeffner in love with Congresswoman Giffords? We know he was obsessed, letters back from her. You know, you write a letter to a congressperson, you get a form letter back. He put them in a safe. He was called very liberal in 2007, 2008, 2009 by a score of different friends, family, locals, classmates. He was a supporter of her. We know that now. And obviously was attracted to her. We now know he had been rejected by women, as I said Sunday on radio, into the occult, rejected by women. I called him as a nihilistic wannabe devil worshiper, rejected by women, so he tried to do the most nihilistic, shocking thing he could. Communism, Nazism, devil worship, hardcore drugs, just an absolutely scrambled individual. And this is what the media doesn't want you to know. This is why they don't want you to know what's in that safe. This is why, because we're now learning in the Wall Street Journal's reporting, he was angry at women because they rejected him, because he was an insecure creep. Women like one thing. They like confidence, real confidence, not false confidence. And they certainly don't like creepy people. So the question is, was Loeffner in love with Congresswoman Giffords? I can tell you, studying him, just like I told you, he was a devil worshiper Sunday night, long before, you know, before it came out the next day in the news. There was no inkling of that other than the music he was into that's been associated with people killing themselves and family members, because he glorifies it. Let the bodies hit the ground. Let the bodies hit the ground. Yeah, yeah. You know, stuff 14-year-old kids are into, because I think it's powerful. If you're 22 and still into stuff like that and taking hardcore hallucinogens, quote, almost every day, you've got a problem. And I'm telling you now, he had a thing for the Congress lady. And she is good looking. Okay? And he had a thing for her as a liberal. Back when he was a long-haired liberal who thought he might be a woman, and he was very confused, and the hallucinogens pushed him over the edge. They've not outlawed this drug yet, and I'm not even calling for it to be outlawed. Ladies and gentlemen, I can take you to anywhere in Texas out in the field, and if I've got enough acres to go over, I can find you scores of things that will get you higher than a kite. Why did witches in Europe, quote, fly a broom? Well, they would run around with the broom between their legs in a sexual ritual, you can figure it out, hallucinating on silver nightshade, which grows all over Europe and all over North America. Now, if you eat too much of it, it'll cause your heart to explode. But you take that, you're gonna go to the moon without a rocket. Are we going to ban silver nightshade? There are hundreds of plants, depending on your geographic area, that will send you to la-la land very, very quickly. So, obviously, now that this has been super hot for years, he's been smoking it and gobbling it reportedly for years. And so there's your issue. A whacked-out hallucinogen addict who already had underlying mental problems And there may be some mind control in there because he thought he was under mind control. And we certainly know those are real programs. And they'll pick somebody who's already unstable and create a psychological compulsion. But you got a guy who is a confirmed, quote, very liberal. We've got it from all these different angles. Just literally, it's got to be more than 30-plus people, I haven't even counted, who said, yeah, he was real liberal. He was involved in animal rights. He was a nice guy. He was for marijuana decriminalization. And then he starts taking hallucinogens. Then he starts listening to really whacked-out music. And he just, his whole personality changed. He took on that aura of darkness that nerds tend to think is powerful. And I'm just, again, giving you the MO of the average person that likes to imagine that they're a devil or a vampire. Anybody who studies culture knows that's one of the most popular cultures out there right now. And most people, you know, if your 15-year-old daughter likes to dress up like a vampire and have black fingernails and thinks it's cute and is into vampire books, most of the time it's not going to be a problem. But a lot of times they start cutting themselves. They start committing suicide. It's very, very dangerous when people start going down this road. And I just want to tell all the nerds out there, if you want to find real power, find God. Find creativity. You want to find real power, go down to a soup kitchen and help homeless people. And obviously he tried to find himself going out and helping at the local animal shelter, but that was 2 years ago. He got sucked into the whole devil culture. Whether you believe in the devil or not, his mind manifested that in this type of cold-blooded murder. He manifested that archetype that is in all of us. That's why what you are into and what you focus on, that's what idols were all about. You think the ancients just worshipped idols because they were a bunch of idiots? They worshipped idols as they were building that image in their mind's eye to then basically project their will. That's what all of this is. That's what a talisman is. That's what magic is. That's what focusing is. Your will is incredibly powerful. We are creators. We build things. We construct things. And we first construct things in our minds before we physically manifest them. That isn't magic. Magic is simply a way to compartmentalize that in the subconscious to the conscious in the ancient mind before we understood science. Now we understand the human mind and more and what we're capable of. And if Max Planck 110 years ago, the physicist, could envision atomic theory and on a chalkboard write out equations with uranium that could power giant reactors in cities or destroy them. Nikola Tesla could envision what is HARP weather control today over 120 years ago. So this guy focused on death and destruction, and he manifested it. A cocktail of women. What did I say Sunday? This will be women refusing him. Then he gets into darkness, looking for power. And what does the archetype of Satan offer? Black power, dark, mysterious power. The weak see evil as powerful. It's sold as sexy, as alluring. How many times have we discussed this? But it leads to burning cities and piles of dead bodies covered in maggots. Its fruits stink to high heaven. If you think that's beautiful, that's because you've been turned over to this. And if you've got any tingle in your spine left, any tingle on your skin, any goosebumps when I talk about these issues, you still have a soul. You can still come back to the light. It's very hard to be fully given over to evil. Very few are. And so before you are in some hallucinogenic-fueled deviltry rage, turn back. See, first the New World Order says there's no good and evil, so that you're defenseless, so you can't recognize it, so they can program you with the archetypes of death and destruction. Recognize good and evil. What have I been saying the last month? The key to defeating the globalists is learning to recognize good and evil. If you can do that, everything else follows.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Congresswoman Giffords. We got Gerald Celente coming up. Break down the economy, the shooting, the police state. When people lose everything, they lose it. When they lose their minds, they've obviously lost it. And will they be able to use this to erect a police state? They are certainly trying, and as society unravels, you're going to see more of this type of stuff happen. And we have to fully not just defend ourselves, but get on the offensive and say, how dare you blood libel? How dare you pen scarlet letters to people? How dare you say we need to shut up and give up our speech to you tyrants because somebody was whacked out of their mind on drugs and was obsessed with this woman and shot her and others? How dare you? The father and the mother of the little girl, the little green girl who was killed, have said that. And do they stop? No. They have no shame. Because they hate our liberties. What has Jay Rockefeller said in the last month? He said we would have been better off without ever having an internet. I want to shut down Fox and MSNBC. And if they can shut down their speech on those channels and imply that speech is bad, well, you see where we're going. The Second Amendment and free speech, along with property rights, are the last pillars to go. And I'm looking at Illinois, where they've raised taxes by 66% in one swing on state income taxes. I mean, I'm seeing other states. Some states are passing over 100 taxes when you add all the fines and fees in. I mean, New York State's doing that. The cities, I mean, it's off the charts. And it's all going to offshore banks. Talk radio isn't just under attack. America is under attack. If we lose the free speech and the Second Amendment and the property rights, which you all see now under attack, the FCC announced they're taking over the internet 2 weeks ago. They don't have jurisdiction. They're just declaring it, kind of like Hitler declared, hey, Poland is mine. Or kind of like the Russians declared Czechoslovakia was theirs. Or kind of like the French declared Vietnam was theirs. It's just, hey, internet's ours. We're going to start restricting. And then while they were gearing up all this legislation, they'd say, no, no, we don't want to take all your speech, just some of it. Oh, we don't want to take all your guns, just some of it. So here's Limbaugh. Well, first I'm going to get to the MSNBC. Here's MSNBC blaming it on Michael Savage. It's all his fault.
Hey, Stephen, I have to tell you, I'll mention a couple names without getting into too many fights. People like Mark Levin, Michael Savage, for example, who every time you listen to them are furious, furious at the left, with anger that's it just builds and builds in their voice. And by the time they go to commercial, they're just in some rage every night with ugly talk, ugly sounding talk. And it never changes. It never modulates. They must have an audience. I looked at the numbers today. They have big audiences. And I guess that's the question.
Aren't you jealous?
Why? And is there ever going to stop if it keeps working?
Is it ever going to stop if it keeps working? If it keeps working. He sounded pretty angry right there. He's calling it ugly talk, hateful. I mean, what about all these hypocritical statements by Democrats about lining Republican governors up and shooting them? All their statements about locking and loading. The West Virginia governor shooting bullets through the cap and trade bill. That's just political nomenclature. That's always been done. And I love what Sarah Palin had to say on this. We've got it up at prisonplanet.com. When was it less heated? Back in those calm days when politicians and political figures literally settled their differences by dueling pistols? That's right. Look, the world has never been tame, and it's never going to be tame. And now we learn the police had been, not once, not twice, not three times, and they're keeping it sealed. That's in the New York Times today. But they had been over and over again to Loeffner's house. He'd been death-threatening people all over the place. Now, I'm glad to see they're starting to arrest people that call up mayor's offices, citizens' offices, governor's offices, and death-threat them. I've had enough of people on record death-threatening me and using their name and doing it publicly. I had a guy 14 years ago on air saying where my sister went to school and saying, go kill her, when she was in high school. And nothing was done. The police wouldn't do it. I had the videotape. The guy had an Access TV show. I took it to the police and they laughed at me. See, they won't actually go after the real bona fide people. It's illegal to say, I'm going to kill you. And to be serious about it. So, here is this sheriff and this police chief and others getting all this political hay out of this when they didn't do their stinking job when a crime had been committed.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to this clip of Rush Limbaugh yesterday saying talk radio is under siege. Well, if they can shoot down talk radio, they can bring down anything. I mean, this is frightening that they would brazenly be saying you cannot criticize government. If you say something that puts a politician in a bad light, that may lead to someone attacking them. So you can't have aggressive speech. I can't say Obama is a criminal. He has a Chicago mob operation up there at the White House. He is involved in all sorts of criminality. According to them, I can't say that. In fact, we need to pull up the video from 2 years ago. It's in the Obama deception of news in Missouri, where the police and they had the district attorneys on TV saying, if you say he's not a Christian, we're going to have you arrested. If you run an ad that we think isn't truthful, we're going to arrest you. Normally, you'd have to have a civil action to go prove that something wasn't true. And there'd be no criminal charges. It's just made up. Remember when Obama's people, when they thought he was riding high and had that 80%+ approval rating right before he got elected, and there would be no way to stop him, and he would be our messianic leader? And they were openly in Missouri and other states saying, we'll arrest you if you talk bad about Obama. And the crazy thing is I see so many Democrats on websites vitriolically saying, yes, ban their speech, take their guns. And you almost think they're joking. And on YouTube, you click on their handles and you go to their websites on YouTube and it's communist flags and communist marches and Hugo Chavez. I mean, there are really a lot of people in this country who hate freedom. And again, when there were mild calls under Bush to restrict free speech, I attacked. I defended free speech. This isn't about liberal and conservative. It's about the First Amendment. I mean, their attack on the First Amendment is even more brazen than this attack on the Second. And it's the most brazen we've ever seen because the corrupt system is scared. They know you're awake. They know that liberty is swinging back on the pendulum. Let's go ahead and play Limbaugh.
In continuing this template and narrative that the Tea Party, that Sarah Palin, that talk radio, that Fox News is inspiring violence. They forget that in the process of so doing, they are attacking what is now a majority of Americans. They are accusing a majority of Americans of being accomplices to murder.
Hey, Stephen, I have to tell you that I'll...
Okay, so that's the clip of them playing Limbaugh and then going back to attacking. But this is more than just talk radio being under siege. This is free speech under siege. And as if that's not bad enough, we've got a guy from neighbors, friends, classmates, people that hung out with him, who was on all sorts of drugs, including, and this is the most important, Salvia divinorum. Salvia divinorum, known as diviner's sage. That's for shaman. Is a psychoactive plant which can induce dissociative effects. That means you don't even know where you're at or who you are. And is a potent producer of visions and other hallucinatory experiences. Its native habitat is within cloud forest in the isolated Sierra Mazateca of Oaxacana, Mexico, growing in shady and moist locations. The plant grows to over a meter high, has hollow square stems, large leaves, and occasional white flowers with violet calyx. And it goes into how it is one of the most hardcore hallucinogens out there. I mean, you want to see the Lucky Charms, four-leaf clover, leprechaun. You want to see pink elephants. You want to see Easter bunnies. This is the way to do it. And now we know from the Wall Street Journal, from his writings on online video game forums that are confirmed to be Jared Lee Loeffner, that he was angry at women, he couldn't get women, and that he was outraged. Now, we know he was obsessed with this congresswoman. We know that he was a liberal, quote, very liberal from all his friends in 2007, 2008. We know that he went to her events. He took letters from her and put them in the safety deposit box, you know, locked them up in his safe at his house. He was obsessed with her. And that's why we have the article today at PrisonPlanet.com. Was Loeffner in love with Congresswoman Giffords? And the answer was he was bare minimum obsessed fan. And as I predicted, into the occult Sunday, rejected by women, trying to be shocking, starts taking hardcore hallucinogens, quote, almost every day. Neighbors that knew him and hung out with him. He flew over the cuckoo's nest. Joining us is Eric Mancow Muller, a nationwide syndicated radio host on Talk Radio Networks. He's on stations like WABC in New York. Good to have him with us for the next 10 minutes to break this down. He was one of the only guys. I was on his show Sunday. He got it. No one else got it. But Mancow and myself, I have to say, we called it as loner, devil worshiper, on drugs, who couldn't get women, obsessed with the congresswoman, and now that picture is becoming crystal clear. Mancow, how does this get blamed on Sarah Palin, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, Rush Limbaugh, and Alex Jones? They're also blaming it on me.
Well, and they're blaming the very very good friend of mine, Mark Levin, and a guy that works for my company, which is Michael Savage, they're blaming everybody. And the fact is that since the beginning of time, maybe even Eve, don't eat the apple. You can have everything, just not the apple. You know, people do the wrong thing sometimes. And this guy was unstable. He was a kook. Look, I have been to many parties. You know, I go to all the hip parties, Alex, and I went on a canoe trip. And salvia was the rage about a year ago. And all the hip people were doing it. You could get it off the Internet. It's a book by Pinchot, is the writer's name, called Breaking Open the Head. It's one of the greatest books. I love the book. And it's kind of Castaneda. Was that the guy Castaneda that wrote all this stuff in the 60s? And anyway, you know, talks about shamanism, and a lot of people of his age are into this. We also see that with the voodoo skull and rotten oranges and all of this in his backyard. This guy was doing salvia. I've been around people who have done it. It's what Miley Cyrus was doing. That's the Internet sensation right now. I have two young daughters, and I'm doing everything I can to keep them away from Hannah Montana and that whole, you know, that whole group of women, the Kardashians and Lindsay Lohan, these people that are celebrated. But in that late, 18, 19, and into the 20s, into that crowd, salvia is hot. And in many states, you can get it legal. And I've been around people that do it. You take a couple of puffs, and instantly, you talk about pink elephants and all of this, but you're certainly seeing the trees come alive and the walls talk to you, depending on the strain that you get. And this guy was doing this on a daily basis. And so this link to Palin and, you know, look, back in his fake crying, is a little creepy to me. I've teased Glenn about that, but to blame any of these people or Rush. The sheriff came out and blamed Rush yesterday. I don't understand why this sheriff, Alex, in Arizona, first of all, why didn't they have one of their policemen there? So he's partially to blame. But then to blame, everybody but the man. And I can go on and on. Look,
hold on. Let me expand on that. Mankel, let me expand on that, because the New York Times is now reporting that they didn't go once, they didn't go twice, they didn't go three times. They're admitting they've been to his house over and over again, but that's staying sealed. They're covering their rear end right now. It turns out he'd made death threats to all sorts of people. He'd been kicked out of college in September, just 4 months ago, for threatening people. All he talked about was mind control in person, saying he was under mind control. We don't know if that's true or not, but they do scramble people that are under mind control from the declassified documents so badly that they don't even know really who they are anymore. And now the Associated Press reports, officer stopped suspect on day of Arizona shooting. A wildlife officer pulled over the suspect in the assassination attempt against Arizona Congresswoman less than 3 hours before the deadly attack, authorities said Wednesday, as they pieced together more details of the frenzied morning. Jared Loeffner ran a red light but was let off with a warning at 7:30 a.m. Saturday, the Arizona Game and Fish Department said. So this guy was so out of control, the cops are at his house over and over again. He's got letters from the congresswoman in his safe. He's called very liberal. He's obviously a liberal kid who got into hallucinogens and devil music, went crazy, and now they're blaming me on Democracy Now! And I hope Sarah Palin and others start suing these people. This is blood libel here, Mankel. When is enough enough that every time something happens, people that love America get blamed for it? I'm sick of it!
Well, Alex, it reminds me of the Times Square bomber. I took my children, you know, I'm in New York for WABC. I took my children to see the Lion King. And this terrorist wanted to blow up the Lion King. He wanted to have, he had all these bombs packed with ball bearings so that they would explode and go through everybody that was leaving this family musical, Disney's Lion King. And the first thing that Bloomberg said and the rest was, well, it's probably a Tea Party person. And the sad reality, and of course you and I using this very dangerous thing that we mustn't use in America right now called common sense, the really, you know, I hate to admit it. I really hate to admit it, because I wish this wasn't true what I'm about to say. But you don't really see many people at these Tea Party events that are under 50. I wish they would sex it up. I wish the young people were more into the Tea Party. And we're talking about radio. So, you know, a guy that's 22 years old, Rush, God love him, is turning 60 years old today. A 22-year-old pot-smoking atheist isn't listening to Rush. and isn't part of the Tea Party. Tea Party folks are, you know, God, guns, and guts. So you and I knew immediately, because, again, we're not stupid asses, we're not going to be a Tea Partier. You just have to look at the makeup of the Tea Party crowd. So it's all nonsense. But, you know, look, Alex, feel good about this. You and I get to talk about it. Once again, America gets to see how this lamestream media is nothing but the propaganda wing of government.
Well, that's my next point. You're absolutely right. They have national polls out, and it shows that the vast majority of Americans, in fact, here's the headline, poll, Americans reject media hoax on Arizona shootings. Over 70% now do not want more gun control and reject this as a political stunt. I've got a whole bunch of different polls showing this. So this has really blown up in their face as we all discover who this misguided schizophrenic really was. But they don't care. The Democrats still, even though they're out of bullets politically with their, you know, 500,000 viewers on Chris Matthews. I mean, that's ridiculous, man. Cal, you have that many, you know, listeners every 15 minutes. So do I. I mean, these people really are the mouse that tried to roar and couldn't. They're paper tigers, but they do have people in Congress like Jay Rockefeller that says, end the internet, have the FCC, take over free speech, don't let people say things that could, quote, stir folks up, bring the fairness doctrine back in. I mean, they are really showing their hand right now.
Well, I mean, I love this, you know, I love now they're saying, well, okay, so he's not a right-winger, but maybe next time. And I believe they're creating this. I hate to say this. Let me ask you something, Alex. Do you remember the whole time during George W. Bush, the media night and day went on and on about how they couldn't show body bags coming back from Afghanistan?
Yes.
Remember that? Alex, are you still there?
Yes, I'm there. I remember it.
Okay. You remember the media, George W. Bush and you know, and I'm no fan of his either, but, Afghanistan, why can't we show body bags? Iraq, why can't we show body bags? And then Obama comes in and goes, okay, you can show body bags, and they don't. It reminds me, and I'm old enough to admit I remember this, every night, the homeless people on TV with Ronald Reagan, every night, homeless people. He doesn't care about the homeless people. He doesn't care about people with AIDS. Every single, and the minute they got the media, the minute they got the guy in they wanted, you don't see these things anymore. It's all propaganda. They're planning this stuff. I hate to say it. I really hate to think it. But look, I know a lot of these people. This is good news. This is ratings for them. I loved the guy last night on Ed Schultz, the hero that tackled the shooter. He had a gun on him. And he said, look, I'm glad I didn't get to kill him. I wish he had, I really wish Lofgren had been shot. But no, I mean, this guy made the point, and Ed Schultz didn't like it because he's way, way, way against
it. Well, they also hate the fact that the father has said, don't use my 9-year-old daughter's death to take more liberties. And he took a shot at the TSA saying, look at what's happened with airport security and how horrible it is since then. This is clearly not going the way they want, but they have the old memory of 10, 15, 20 years ago when they were the only dominant media. Yeah. Now they don't realize that no one is listening to them. No one is buying in to their brainwashing, to their programming anymore. So what do you expect them to do next?
Well, Alex, listen, let me tell you something, brother. Here's the deal, okay? These are good times. These are good times, folks. We were on the right path. Some people feel that this was a setup. But it doesn't matter. Look, it doesn't matter what it was. The fact is we're on the right path. We have checks and balances. We have Republicans in there. I'm not a big fan of the way they spend either. I want to keep my money. There's nothing noble about you giving up your money that you work so hard for so others can sit around. But look, this Congress started with a reading of the Constitution. The Republicans and the Democrats, and I know a lot of it's like WWE, it's a lot of fake fighting. But let them fight, and hopefully we'll get back some of our freedoms. I do think we're on the right path. I think that both parties realize that Americans are sick of doing all the work. It's like that 1927 Fritz Lang masterpiece, Metropolis. You know, we're down here doing all the work. Well, they're up there in Washington, D.C., up on the Hill partying. And I think they're really starting to get that we're fed up. I think the Tea Party movement was an abomination to them. They didn't expect it. So I think we're on the right path. I think this is a bump in the road. I think this guy is a freak. You know, Alex, you and I'll tell you, we were the only ones. We were so ahead on this. John Lennon's killer loved him, loved John Lennon. Selena's killer was head of her fan club, and so on and so on. You and I suspected that this guy was going to be somebody that loved her, not a Palin fan, but the exact opposite, somebody that was in love with Gabby. She's an attractive woman, great American success story. Hey, it's also great to note that when these people are talking about more gun laws and grabbing our guns, they're going against Gabby. Because Gabby, the woman sitting there recovering with a bullet that went through her head, Gabby is pro-gun. She's pro-gun. You know that, right? She's pro-Second Amendment.
Absolutely, and pro-national security on the border. Mancow, I know you are busy and got to go. Let's do one more quick segment on the other side.
Yes, sir.
And continue to flesh this out and break it down. Plus, I want to talk about Illinois, a state you spent a lot of time in, a 66% increase in income tax there. I mean, my goodness, in the past they would just up it a few points every year. Now 66% in 1 year? I mean, unbelievable.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Okay, Eric Mancow Mueller will be joining us 5 minutes to the next hour. Then we've got Gerald Celente on the shooting, the police state, the incredible economic developments as more and more countries go down to the central banks. It's called a bailout. When you actually read the internal documents, those countries are being taken down by design. So a lot of things are happening while we're busy focused on this shooting situation. But to see the quote of Brad Sherman that Mancow mentioned earlier, we played the clip yesterday. He actually said on Fox News that, well, even if this wasn't politically motivated, because now they're having to start admitting that. The sheriff isn't stopping, and Bill Clinton and Hillary aren't stopping, but those that are smarter backing off. Sherman, who we've had on the show, says, well, even if this wasn't politically motivated, the next one will be. And that's the other big issue here, man, Cal, is that I understand how media works. You understand how it works. This model of Glock sales have exploded. They're selling off store shelves. People hear about it. Hey, looks like a good gun. They might try to ban that gun. I'm going to go buy one. Somebody jumps off a big building in a major city like Chicago, New York. Cops know to go put guards on it the next 2 days because 9 times out of 10, some other lunatic's going to go, that's a good idea. It turns out that they kept asking this congresswoman on TV, nationally and locally, are you afraid that Sarah Palin putting crosshairs on your district means you're going to be killed? And literally introducing that idea, then you've got a lunatic like Loeffner there watching that, who's on hallucinogens almost every day, and then he wants to commit suicide, so he thinks he'll go out in a blaze of glory. They're advertising, just like we have the statistics of death education, starting in the 1990s in schools, public schools, and then the kids get taught how to commit suicide, and yeah. Suicide explodes. They know exactly what they're doing, and Sherman let that slip. Even if this isn't political, the next one will be, because all this hype, you know there's thousands of nutcases out there locking and loading right now.
Well, it reminds me of that Duke story, you know, the girl that was raped and she lied, and Jesse Jackson said, well, it doesn't matter if she was raped. Other black women have been raped for hundreds of years in America. Wait. So these guys have to go to jail and have to have their lives destroyed? What is this madness? And if you're part of a certain group, you can sit around on your fanny and collect the cash. But just this, certain words we can't say, certain groups you can't tease. You can't think like this. You can't, where is my free country? And for this, that sheriff is really something. Boy, that sheriff out of Arizona, what police book is he learning all this stuff? How about going out and solving the crime?
What about the self-fulfilling prophecy, though, how they've been hyping, somebody's going to shoot a politician, somebody's going to shoot him, they're going to shoot him. I mean, they are literally putting the idea out there. They're the ones generating it.
Well, look, you have kids, I have kids, and you know, you can see even a little kid, you put him in front of the TV, it doesn't matter what's on, and it flickers at just the right rate that syncs up with their brain, and they're drawn into it. And, you know, I can yell, and my kids can't hear me. Literally, I mean, they're not just being rude. They can't hear me. That TV syncs up with our mind, and smart people are able to tell the difference between that and reality.
But they're hypnotized.
This is an unhinged guy. Absolutely. You know, as Letterman used to say, but hypnotized. And, you know, all these first person shooter games that generation loves so much. And, you know, he's right of that age group, man. They're into the salvia. He was smoking the salvia and had his little voodoo altar in the backyard, and he was making his little YouTube
and we now
videos.
Know he was a first-person shooter obsessed, and this is a disassociative drug where reality and dream become one. He was literally, that's what a mind control guy does. They artificially make you sleepwalk in and kill people. He may have just done this to himself.
Well, sure, and he talked about, I've read all of his writings, and I'm sure you have. And look, it's a case of topper on the internet. Everybody's got to top each other, and he was playing topper, so he wanted to be more and more extreme, and there he was dressed as the Grim Reaper, and he's smoking his salvia and playing the video games. And I mean, look, that guy's about as far away from a Sarah Palin fan, and I'm not a huge Sarah Palin fan.
No, I understand. Back in 60 seconds, man, Cal, stay there. Well, he's going to a Supermax prison now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.